This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
And now, stunned to find out that Ray's parents were Homer and Marge Simpson, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro, the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB, did not see that plot twist coming. I guess it's all part of that Disney-Fox purchase. coming together of two different genres of entertainment. Is that what we are led to believe now?
As someone tweeted last night, Disney now owns Star Wars, Marvel, Indiana Jones, Disney World, and The Simpsons. If they acquire my parents' divorce, they will own my entire childhood.
I like it. That'll work. That works. We're on the road today. It is our program, World Tour of Kansas City, stop number 7 on our 12-stop tour that will continue next week. Without you, though, you're going to be on vacation.
To find a new drummer.
What are we going to do?
Beatles got to find a new drummer. Go get Jimmy Nickle.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's where we're headed. I assume that's a reference to somebody who was...
The tour in the mid-60s, Ringo got sick, and they brought in a guy to play drums on tour.
And that was his name?
Jimmy Nickle.
Jimmy Nickle. That's a good name.
Pretty good.
It's like, who's the...
He didn't do much else, but... Yeah, I played with the Beatles on tour in of Europe.
Yeah, that's
1965.
That's a resume builder right there.
Doesn't suck.
You know, for the music industry, it's a resume builder. There's no doubt about it. Jimmy Nickle, huh? Who was the Cougar something?
Oh yeah. Oh dang it.
That's a kid. He's like a basketball recruit or a football recruit, or I can't remember what it was. We're like, well.
He's either going to be a rock star or
a sheriff, I said.
Or a sheriff or a Super Bowl MVP.
So we were talking with Jack over at Robert Brogdon, right?
Yeah.
It's a sophomore basketball player, I think, out in Olathe.
Cougar
something. And I was like, well, he better be able to ball. It's either that or better be able to shoot, because I think he needs to be sheriff.
Are his parents big Mellencamp fans?
I guess John Cougar Mellencamp, that could work as well. But if your first name is Cougar, you better be good at something manly.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, there's no offense to these people, but there's no one named Cougar's, you know, a bank teller.
No, that doesn't.
You
don't pull up to the window and it's
nameplate.
Jill, Mike, Cougar. It never says that in the window at the drive-thru at the bank.
No. Go into Cougar's line.
He's going to do something big, large. And I'll tell you what, the pressure's on the parents. You name your kid Cougar, you better get him going.
You started this, Mom and Dad.
I mean, let's go. Give this kid the skills he needs, because you named him Cougar. There's some expectations that comes with being named Cougar.
Absolutely. No expectations with Curtis.
Who's taking the last shot, Jimmy, Steve, Mike? Coach, I think Cougar is the guy to go with.
Like, well, you are Cougar. You just refer to yourself in third person.
With a name like that, we will allow the third person usage.
He only refers to himself as Cougar, never says me.
Cougar
thinks that Cougar should take the last shot.
Yeah. Cougar is ready to take his exam, Mr. Jones.
Cougar will let you sculpt Cougar.
Yeah, exactly. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebold with you. We are not in the Rally House studios. Those are down the way over there.
Over. Yeah.
Where when Fast Talking Rob is running the operation, we are at the Rally House / Kansas Sampler right here across the street from the Oak Park Mall. If you can chart in your mind the intersection of 95th and Quivira, we'd be on the southwest corner is what we'd be. Does that make sense to you? You digging it?
97th and Quivira. I mean, 95th, we're pretty far down from 95th, aren't we?
But that's the big mega corner, right? So, we're down. We're across the way from the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone knows where the Chick-fil-A is.
Well, it's hard.
Park Mall.
When you're the, like...
That's a busy one.
Yeah. When you're the mega store that this Kansas Sampler is, I mean, everybody else, like, well, where's the Chick-fil-A? Oh, it's across the street from the Kansas Sampler.
Yes.
Well, now I got to say...
This is the reference point.
Yeah, this is
10
it.
Other places.
Yeah, this is not... you know, no.
That's true, too. I have heard a number of places around here referred to, oh, you know, it's over by Kansas Sampler.
Yeah,
it over is. By Raleigh House. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I know where it's at now.
You know, the Chiefs are going to play a very important game tomorrow night against the San Diego Chargers, a big one the following week against the Dolphins.
I heard rumors to that effect.
Large one against the Broncos to finish it off. Chiefs going for a back-to-back AFC West championship, something that, did I hear you say they've never done that?
I don't think it was me that said that, but I think that's a stat that has been out there this year over the last few weeks.
They have never
won back-to-back division titles in their history.
Yeah. If you're getting geared up for that championship run, the place to do it is Kansas Sampler and Rally House. I believe it's 8 locations around the metro. You can go to rallyhouse.com and find the one closest to you. We're at the Mega Store, one of my favorite spots on earth, and a place that will no doubt do a sizable chunk of damage to my wallet. you cannot come in here and not find about 100 things you just can't live without. It's just impossible. You know, you've been looking. You said to yourself, I got a dog, and I really want my dog to have a Chiefs jersey. But where could I possibly go to find that? Well, the answer is here, because I'm looking at the doggy Chiefs jersey. You're not a Chiefs fan until your dog is wearing Travis Kelce on its back.
Is that a real dog? Because he looks kind of stunned. Oh, it's fake. Okay. But the sweater is real.
He's got the head turned sideways looking at you.
That's the look I generally get from dogs and people.
I would think that part fits on your end. No, listen, sweatshirts, hats, hoodies, T-shirts, long-sleeve T-shirts, sweaters. They've got, if you've got an ugly sweater party, and I don't know, I don't want to call it ugly, but, you know, like the traditional Christmas sweater, some people, you know, they're ugly sweater parties, but you need a traditional Christmas sweater that's Chiefs, they have it. They freaking have it. Does your Christmas tree have Chiefs ornaments on it? Well, it should, and they've got them. You think you're a Chiefs fan and you don't have a Chiefs ornament?
About 8 different types, too.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Did you count it up? 9.
Oh,
10,
9. I just kind of looked and kind of guesstimated,
11.
Chiefs nutcracker.
12 different Chiefs ornament. It's not quite the 25 days of Christmas.
Not quite.
As the shift man laid out for us. you need a big, cushy Travis Kelce doll, right? Plush kind of pillow-esque.
Yep.
They got it, Curtis.
They got it.
They got it. You need a Chiefs stocking to hang by the fire. They got it. Come on. Try it. Give me something, Curtis.
Generally my situation here is, I've got 4 things, and I only want to get 3. what do I put down? And then I spend like 15 minutes going over it. And I was like, I'll just get off.
The perfect red and gold scarves. You know what I love? They've got some Chiefs scarves that, they say Chiefs on it, kind of like the soccer style.
Mm-hmm.
But then they've also got them where it's just Chiefs colors, right, with a little Chiefs logo to where it's like basically you can be styling Chiefs. Like if you got your dripping in Chiefs gear and you don't want it to say Chiefs, you just want it to go with all your Chiefs gear.
Right.
They got that too. Right, they've literally thought of everything. So gear up for the Kansas City Chiefs, big playoff push. Listen, what they do in the playoffs absolutely is going to define what we think of this season, because they are a victim of their own success, and that's where they are right now as a football club. But back-to-back AFC West championships is something to be said, and I don't think we want to hand that to freaking LA their first year.
No,
do you?
Do not.
Do you really want all 18 Charger fans in LA to have that on us? Never known anything but championships here in L.A.
It's what we do. We do titles.
Crab cakes and championships.
Fish tacos and...
fish tacos and... Traffic, fish tacos, and AFC West titles.
Smog and titles, that's what L.A. does.
Well, they don't have much smog now, but...
We don't need that.
Used to have it.
We don't need that. So get out of here, show your support. You heard Andy Reid on the Border Patrol talking about the sea of red. You can deck yourself in red here at the Kansas Sampler. The Rally House is all over the metro area. We're at 9750 Quivira. That's the street address if you want to GPS it. So come on down and say hello. Largest selection of Chiefs merchandise. All the official T-shirts, hats, jackets, hoodies, tailgating gear. If you're going to be tailgating, and you bet you are, on Saturday, don't have to go to work the next day. So you're going to be rocking and rolling all Saturday. Get your tailgate ready to go, as they've got everything you need for your tailgate, from the tumbler glasses to the koozies to the flags to the tent itself. It is all here at any one of your Kansas Sample and Rally House. Literally something for everyone. It is your one-stop shop to get everybody geared up for the holidays. Great stocking stuffers ideas as well. You know, that's one of the things. Got to have the stocking stuffed, right? All kinds of great things that would fit perfectly in the stockings. How about like the little mini gloves that stretch to fit on your hands? Those would be great.
I like those.
It's a great stocking stuffer to have, right? That would be absolutely fantastic. Coming in here and get stocked up on that. Jerseys for all your favorite Chiefs. Alex Smith, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and yes, Kareem Hunt is back in stock. So come take advantage of that. And don't forget, college basketball season is going on. Jayhawks, Tigers, Wildcats, all the local teams, Rally House and Kansas Sampler, have them for you, the official merchandise partner of the Kansas City Mavericks as well. So for your hockey, as the Mavericks will be on the ice Saturday and Sunday over at Silverstein Ice Centers Arena, you can get geared up for your Kansas City Mavericks, as they will be ready to rock and roll on the ice, and you'll be ready to go support them. It's Rally House and Kansas Sampler. Show your colors. You can find them online at rallyhouse.com. A lot to get to today here in the program. Judson Richards is – oh, this is old – is coming up later. This is the new and improved rundown. Is that correct?
New and improved.
My people tell me that this one here is no good.
Now 20% more awesome.
That's – which is necessary.
Yes.
This time of year. So
– What's every app update on your phone is fixes bugs.
Yeah. But,
you know, fixes bugs and glitches everything on one. So what's the improvement? Oh, fixes bugs. Okay.
Oh, so the other one was crap. This one's not, is what you're telling me. Okay.
I've got about 40 of them, about 30 of them have the exact same thing on it.
Bob Glauber is going to be with us. I don't know that we'll get anything fixed with Bob, but we'll try. New York Newsday, our NFL insider, with us in the 11 o'clock hour. Judson Richards from Nick Hardwick, mm-hmm. Who played for the San Diego Chargers. They do Hardwick and Richards. Is the
it's
name
a good
of their
title
show?
Yeah,
that's
what you'd want to do with those.
They really worked on that one. Little simulcast action. We'll be on in San Diego. They'll be on in Kansas City. It's never been done before.
Ever.
Never in the history of radio have two shows gone on the air at the same time, two towns competing in a sporting event that weekend. This has never been done. A 100% completely original idea right here in the program. You'll hear it first. Groundbreaking
what
program.
We call it? It's simultaneous, and it's a broadcast. We should call it a simulcast.
Let's do that. I like that.
That's going to break. That's going to
trademark
that's gonna
that,
change
Rob.
Things.
Trademark that.
That is going to change things.
Yes.
Game changer.
See what you can do with that, because I think we need to change that around. But, yeah, we're going to talk to San Diego is what we're going to do. Stump the Chumps coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yep.
Your chance to stump the Chumps. Peter Yates-Enoch will join us here at the Rally House. He will come here, spend much money. He always ends up going out with a big bag
mm-hmm.
because you can't come in here and not find all kinds of goodies. So come join us here today. We'd love to see you at the Kansas Sampler at 9750 Quivira. If you can't make it here today, just get here before the holidays. It truly is. If you've got sports fans on your list, you only got to go to one place, man. One place, get everything you need. They've got all the sizes and all the teams that you could possibly want. Let's talk about the Chiefs and Chargers, because we haven't done that yet this week, so let's do it now. Right? First time to mention the Chiefs and Chargers?
Are they playing tomorrow?
Yeah. Listen, we've talked about the quarterback position. What's at stake for the quarterbacks? We've talked about the team, where it's going. What is at stake for Andy Reid in this game? We mentioned the chance to go for a second AFC West championship. We're going to talk about this later with Judson and Nick in San Diego. But, you know, if you were to, you know, you go to the reference sites and you click on Eric Hosmer, they'll give you the 10 most like players. These are the 10 guys he's most like. If you were to click on Andy Reid as a coach, who would he be most like? I think of two different names.
I think that they didn't. One guy didn't get to the Super Bowl. One guy has. But to me, Marty Schottenheimer is the most common theme. Chuck Knox.
Chuck Knox is my second name. Marty
is a good
Knox.
One. The multiple teams success, but not quite. Didn't get to the Super Bowl.
I'll give you a third one. Dan Reeves. Went to multiple Super Bowls, but had the Hall of Fame quarterback. Had the Hall of Fame quarterback that would ultimately would go win the Super Bowl.
Right.
That, to me, is a guy that had John Elway played for Andy Reid, we perhaps would have seen seen him make a Super Bowl. You know, he didn't, so we haven't.
And largely because he couldn't.
Yes. I guess he was busy.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. He was doing other things. Yeah. No, my point is he hadn't had that Hall of Fame quarterback. But I think those are all names that Andy Reid fits by. Look, do I think the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl? No. But that really is where he's at, right? Around 200 wins for his career. But he's a guy that you just think of as can get you there, can win games, can get to the playoffs, but can't push forward. Well, you know, the only way he's going to change that view of himself by others, not his own view, but by others, is to go out and win, right? He's got to get back into the playoffs and win playoff games. Well, getting back into the playoffs starts right here. I mean, this is pretty much the division. It's pretty much it for the Chiefs. When you look at it, that closer look at what the other wild card contenders have going for them and what they have up against them, it certainly looks more like you got to win this division or you're not going to get into the postseason. So that is absolutely what's at stake for Andy Reid. But how many more years does Andy Reid really have? I mean, we think about it. There's no doubt we've become spoiled, largely because of Andy Reid. We think of it as like, well, listen, he'll be in the playoffs again next year. So next year we get Patrick Mahomes, a guy who can really pass it down the field, and they go get a different defensive coordinator, and it'll look real different. It'll be a lot easier to go win a championship. No. You got to do everything you've done to this point and more to get back there. And so I do think that, yes, Andy Reid has spoiled us. He's spoiled, you know, his family, his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He spoiled the NFL into thinking that, yeah, he's going to go to the playoffs every single year. We don't know what Pat Mahomes is going to be.
No.
We know there's going to be cap changes next year. And this is one where, yes, if you ask me, are they going to win the Super Bowl? No, I don't think so. Are they going to get there? No, I don't think so. But this is the ride. This is the journey. This is my team. And I am fired up about tomorrow night's game. And I think the fact that it is a night game is pretty cool. And I do think that this is one from a couple of nerds like you and I that like to really study the history of the game. This is a bigger game than I think people may realize for Andy Reid, because if he doesn't make it, 3 playoffs, 5 years, 1 win. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
If he makes it 4 and 5 years, back-to-back AFC West championships, first time in the franchise's history, we believe, yes?
Yes.
He's starting to create some history there, but Andy Reid, for whatever his legacy is going to be, needs this win. And I think they need this win to set the tone and keep the mindset out there that they own this division, that they are the team to beat. The Raiders came in this year as everybody's darling, and they fell by the wayside, seemingly. It looks like they're going to fall by the wayside. Certainly did last week against the Chiefs. I think that's an important mental hurdle to hang over the Raiders. Last week was big because the Raiders got a win the first time. You needed to put them down and say, yeah, okay, you barely beat us, and now we slapped you. We are still the team to beat when it comes to Chiefs and Raiders in the AFC West. They have a chance. That's what's at stake for the AFC West division. You do not need any confidence or traction being gained by another team. And so I think that's important for Andy Reid, and I think his legacy, the more playoffs he can pile up, is huge. And at some point, doesn't he have to get lucky?
Yes.
I mean, have the Chiefs ever been lucky in the playoffs?
Not in my life. Well, not since I was 3. I mean, they were really
good.
Were
they lucky that year, or were they just good?
They caught some breaks. I mean, they lost the Hall of Fame quarterback for several weeks.
Yes.
And Mike Livingston stepped in, and they continued to win. They won two very close road games in the postseason. They were fortunate that there was a new playoff format that year, so there was some fortune there. And But that was the last time, I think, any kind of fortune, postseason fortune, smiled on this city.
I mean,
there's few teams have had more postseason just anguish than this town. It's been completely the other direction.
If he gets in there, they're kind of due, aren't they? They're kind of due.
On something that is random, yeah. I generally don't believe in due when an athlete's performance, but in something like this.
I'm not predicting it, but if he gets in there
at some point,
don't the Stars have to line up for the Kansas City Chiefs? Because right now it's like, oh, yeah, we got home field advantage, and we get the Steelers.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we finally got to win against the Texans, and we get the Patriots.
Unfortunately,
we're up 4 touchdowns in Indy, and we blew it. I mean, like, what? Where's the goodness to happen?
Well, the misfortune with the Chiefs this year is that either one, no matter how much luck they get, they're going to have to beat one of those teams.
I do think that
on the road.
I'm starting to believe, and I told this to my friend who was a Red Sox fan back before the Red Sox finally broke through and won a championship in 2004. I said, down 3-0 to the Yankees, I said, listen, you're just never going to win again. The curse is real. But if you are going to win, this is how the script looks. Down 3-0 seems impossible. You need it to just be the worst possible scenario ever. And then that's when you kick down the door and make it happen.
Chiefs in 69 had lost to the Raiders 8 times in 9 games. Yeah. The fact that they won the Super Bowl by going to Oakland and beating the Raiders is part of that lore.
And maybe that's what this year will be. I'm not predicting it, but it definitely sets up that way. Okay, here it is. Yeah, you could have to go to Pittsburgh and New England. Vanquish all demons in one. If we could just get the Colts to get in there, come play here, and have the Chiefs beat the Colts here. Yeah, that would be the ultimate playoff vindication for the Chiefs. Beat the Colts here with the Colts missing a field goal.
Right.
Go to Pittsburgh, have 58 minutes time of possession, and win by one. Right? That's how the Steelers do it here.
Right.
And then go to New England and just methodically work your way to a 27-20 win.
And have the Pats just completely screwed up the clock at the end.
Yes. That would be, there you go.
All foes vanquished.
They would all be vanquished.
Problem is, I think that this, the legacy of Andy Reid is much more likely to be tainted by the season than helped, because I think it's much more likely that they lose Saturday and don't make the postseason than it is that they do something that's going to erase what is viewed as his limitations as a coach. I mean, they're much more likely to lose Saturday than they are to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So that's the thing. I think it's a huge game for him, but it's more staving off what would be a black mark than checking off a box that he hasn't checked yet.
913-3-810-810, talking some Chiefs football. We'll also talk some Royals baseball with you. 913-3-810-810, Chiefs, Royals, Sporting, KU, K-State, Missouri, always a topic here in the program. Star Wars last night was viewed by many in the company. I did not get to go to the company fest because apparently God and family are put before Star Wars with some people.
What?
I think it's Christmas ahead, you know, family function. And then I got a little nugget for you on the surprise, the joke being on Daddy last night about not getting to go to Star Wars. It's a really funny joke my wife played on me last night. You'll enjoy it. 913-3-810-810. You're in the program.